Hello and welcome back to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and let's start with the top updates around a COVID-19 vaccine. Bangladesh has received the first COVID-19 vaccine consignment from India. It is by Covishield. It is a consignment of 5 million doses. It is Covishield is basically the approved candidate in India by Serum Institute. It is the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. And it is basically 4 days after New Delhi gifted 2 million doses of the vaccine to Dhaka. With that, Tata Sons may partner with Moderna to launch COVID-19 vaccine in India. And India has already begun the vaccination drive with two approved candidates, Covishield and Covaxin. And now Tata Medical and Diagnostic, a new unit of Tata Sons, has begun talk with the US-based vaccine maker to launch a vaccine in India. This is as per reports, and with that, Australia has approved Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for use. The vaccine had been provisionally approved by the TGA of the country. The Australians aged 16 years and above that, as per reports, will receive the first, Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. And it is under formal process right now. It is one of the first countries to complete a comprehensive approval as per the Prime Minister. Mr. Scott Morrison, and it is a provisional approval that has been given used in adults, noting it was a year since the first coronavirus case was detected in the country. Meanwhile, Pfizer has requested South Korea approval for COVID-19 vaccine as well. And ahead of the February rollout, this is the Ministry of Food and Drug Safety has said that it aims to reach a decision within 40 days as per reports. And it is basically cutting the previous deliberation period of 180 days. And they are trying to fast track the approval to speed up the vaccination process in South Korea as well. With that, vaccines may not work as well on the mutant variants is what UK Health Minister has said. He has basically raised concern that the government is conducting vaccine trial. But there is the South African variant and also the variant that was found first in UK. The response to the vaccination is still not known, but the health minister of UK has warned that the vaccine may be less effective against the new variants in this case, and therefore stricter border controls are justified. With that, let's move on to the top updates from India. COVID-19 vaccine, we are in the middle of a drive, kick-started on January 16. 31,466 beneficiaries have been vaccinated on the 9th day. This is the official release where over 900 beneficiaries were vaccinated in Haryana, around 2,470 in Karnataka. And these are the phase 1 beneficiaries, including the healthcare workers and the frontline workers being vaccinated in 5 states on the 9th day. It's a massive countrywide COVID-19 vaccination drive. It also includes over 25,500 beneficiaries in Rajasthan and over 2,400 in Tamil Nadu, also over 1,000 beneficiaries in Punjab. With that, Delhi Chief Minister has said that the Delhi's healthcare system did not collapse during the pandemic. He said over 3 lakh people were covered under home isolation, and that was started first in Delhi. He also said that the first plasma bank in the world also opened. So far, around 5,000 people have received plasma therapy is what Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal also updated. Meanwhile, Kerala and Maharashtra are contributing a massive caseload to the India's active cases. It accounts to around 65%. India's caseload in terms of active cases have actually fallen down to around 1,84,000 today. And these two states seems to be the worst affected with, contributing the major part of the caseload. And if we talk about the active caseload in terms of the total reported caseload, now it has actually shrunk to 1.73% as per the Health Ministry's data. Meanwhile, in Madhya Pradesh, COVID-19 vaccination centers have gone up from the previous 150 to 450 now. And the number has been increased to raise the number of beneficiaries who will receive the vaccine. it will, you know, raise the numbers further to 1200, you know, per day in terms of drive. State Minister for Medical Education has basically told this. Apart from that, vaccine rumors. MHA has basically said, that is the Ministry of Home Affairs, that take penal action against those who are indulging in, you know, spreading vaccine rumors. And this was also, you know, conveyed to the states. Chief secretaries, you know, to direct all the authorities who are concerned under the state government, basically to take appropriate action in order to counter the, you know, spread of false information around COVID-19 vaccines and, you know, promptly put out facts to, you know, get away with fake news. But that companies are getting ready to deal with employees who refuse to take the shot. The center has made it clear that the choice of taking the COVID-19 vaccine is voluntary. But India has started the drive against the novel coronavirus infection with healthcare workers and the frontline workers in this phase. The beginning of the drive has been posing a challenge, as a lot of beneficiaries were unsure because of the, you know, fears of side effects. But the center had, you know, made it clear that the number of side effects and the degree of side effects are very insignificant. Meanwhile, you know, companies, MNCs, which are operating in India, and the big domestic firms that, you know, will deal with employees who refuse to take the vaccine when they return to office is what reports are suggesting. So top European business group is what Business Standard reported, that with representatives from leading companies is actually planning to request the government to issue guidelines on that vaccination for the employees. So for this, it is actually looking to approach the government through national industry associations, is what we are hearing. And employment, and also as per experts, employment is a private contract between the employer and the employee. So therefore, the terms can be changed by the employer and they need to be accepted as part of the employment. So we will see what new changes are incorporated in order to encourage vaccination, and if the clauses can be considered lawful or not. Will, you know, vaccination remain voluntary or not in this case? If a new clause is added, and the intention is basically to protect employees, if that will be counted with the intention or no. So we will keep you updated in that front. Meanwhile, Tamil Nadu Health Minister has received the COVID-19 vaccine. C. Vijayabhaskar has said that there should not be any kind of hesitation among the public to get vaccinated. He opted for Covaxin since it's a made in India product, quote unquote, is what he said. And only 900 people, including himself, had got it administered in the state so far, as per reports. With that, let's move on quickly to the world updates around the pandemic. US has crossed 25 million confirmed cases of COVID-19. This is, you know, the confirmed 25 million. This is the total number since the pandemic began. It's a new milestone that was reported by Johns Hopkins University. Again, a grim reminder of how, you know, US is the worst impacted country, which has seen far more confirmed cases and deaths than any other country in the world. And the US accounts for roughly one of every four cases reported worldwide, and one in every five deaths is what reports are telling us. And India has recorded the second most number of cases with about 10.7 million. Joe Biden might reinstate, you know, restrictions in terms of coronavirus travel, as per a White House official. Last week, after taking the oath, Joe Biden signed 15 executive orders, dismantled some of the previous orders by the Trump administration. He has tightened mask wearing rules and ordered quarantine for people flying into the United States. Basically, he's seeing, he walked into the time when, you know, US is actually battling the pandemic with the worst recorded cases, and it might also extend ban to travelers who have recently been to South Africa. And he will, you know, he has said that, the official has said that we are in a national emergency, and even Joe Biden has agreed that he will be treating the pandemic like one. So reimposing of COVID-19 travel ban on non-US citizens who have been in Britain, Brazil, England, Europe will become, will be ramped up in terms of the pandemic response force, in terms of the actions that the new president will be taking. With that, Google will open up its spaces in the US for mass COVID-19 vaccination site, is what Sundar Pichai has said. Basically, Google India's Indian American CEO Pichai has announced that the tech giant will open up its spaces in the US to serve as mass COVID-19 vaccination sites, and committed more than $150 million to promote vaccine education. New Zealand has confirmed its first COVID case in months, and it has basically confirmed a community case in a 56-year-old woman who said, close contacts of the recently returned traveler had so far tested negative. So basically, the woman had returned to New Zealand on December 30th and basically tested positive for the South African strain of the virus after leaving a 2-week mandatory quarantine after testing negative twice, is what we are hearing from the COVID-19 response minister. No other community case has been reported since this one. And also, authorities are looking at whether the virus was spreading through the ventilation and air conditioning system in the quarantine facilities. So that will be something that we will keep you updated on. With that, Hong Kong neighborhood has locked down after COVID-19 outbreak. So Hong Kong's government has locked down Jordan. It is basically an area of Kowloon Peninsula after an outbreak of the virus, saying 10,000 residents must be home until they have been tested. Also, since we are talking about the pandemic, billionaires have added $3.9 trillion as poor suffer in the widening COVID-19 pandemic, and the divide has gone wider as per a report by Oxfam. So it could be something that has been a matter of discussion and debate. Billionaires, including Amazon's Jeff Bezos, if you talk about Tesla founder Elon Musk, all these people have seen their wealth soar during the pandemic. And meanwhile, all the world's poor are facing hardship in terms of being out of work or pay cuts, even for basic necessities like food and water. And this has basically been widened. The inequality, the virus inequality report puts a light on this as well. Meanwhile, World Bank has also come in the front and said that coronavirus pandemic will push over 119 to 124 million people in poverty. This is the first significant rise in poverty in the last 20 years. So, first time in the last two decades, India will see so many people being pushed into poverty. With that, Zydus Cadila has said that positive results from phase 2 studies of COVID-19 drug in Mexico. In June 2020, Zydus Cadila had received approval from Mexico's regulatory authority to test one of its lead research candidate, that is desidustant, in the management of COVID-19. It is a drug maker, Zydus Cadila, testing its COVID-19 drug on COVID patients being conducted in Mexico. And as per reports, the company has received positive results from phase 2B studies of the drug. And another significant study, could a smell test screen people for COVID-19? A lot of reports had previously suggested that smell has become one of the most prominent symptoms, the loss of smell and taste. But a reliable smell taste test offers many potential benefits, is what New York Times write. It could catch far more cases than fever checks, which have largely flopped in the past months, and basically in the past year. And in a perfect world, the entrance to every office, restaurant and school would offer a coronavirus test, is what New York Times write. And the reality of these tests are yet to be ascertained. But with that, we are wrapping up this edition of the Coronavirus Essential podcast. But for all other news and updates, stay logged on to the Money Control website and app. Thanks for tuning in today. I will see you tomorrow.